The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." The Gospel of the Lord.
Welcome back Sunday. Well, first of all, I haven't been here since the choir's been here, so choir, that was awesome. I'm so glad you're back. Welcome back to the choir. So today is Welcome Back Sunday. And since we're in a college town, I guess it makes sense. This is like syllabus day in a class, right? It's like syllabus day where you're gonna get the syllabus. You're going to go over what the expectations are. You're going to see what this class is all about. And you're going to see why you have to go through this class. My favorite kind of moment on syllabus day, though, is when the teacher comes in and says, "This is Statistics 502. If this is not your classroom, you can leave now." I was in college for 10 years. A student never got up at that point and walked out. I don't know if maybe even if they were in the wrong classroom, they weren't going to admit to it at that point. So here we are, Roman Catholicism 101. If this is not your classroom, feel free to leave now. The record still stands. All right, no one's leaving. So today is syllabus day. So that means we're going to go over the expectations. What does it mean, not only to be a Roman Catholic, but what does it mean to be a Christian? What are the expectations? What are we going to do this semester? This semester being our life. What are we going to do? And it just so happens, I have a syllabus for you. Come on, bring it forward. Yeah. Thank you, Diocese. Man, doesn't that, sorry for the people on the corners. You can't really see this, but we'll have this around so you all can check it out at some point later. So here is our syllabus today on Syllabus Day. Grow and go. So we've got two major divisions in here. We've got the grow section and the go section. Grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ and go evangelize. And the thing about all of these points is that they stack on each other. So we start here, and then we add this, and then we add this, and then we add this. And we move down, and we keep adding. And the full, complete Christian life includes all of those points, working seamlessly, working simultaneously in our life. I've had a lot of conversations with my friends. You know, what does the Christian life look like, especially here and now in today's day and age? What does it look like to be a Christian? How do we look different than anybody else in the world? And I really like this because it makes it concrete. It makes it not abstract, but shows this is what a Christian should be doing. So let's dive in. Let's dive right into the syllabus. The first step, pray every day. You've heard me preach this before. Pray every day. It is the foundation of the Christian life. It is a non-negotiable in the Christian life. Pray every day. It's where we meet the Lord in our daily life. It's where we speak to Him, and more importantly, He speaks to us. I've said this before, but spending the first 15 minutes of your day is like the best way to do this. The schedule hasn't gotten crazy yet. You're not pushing it away. You can always get up 15 minutes earlier and spend that time in prayer. So time in prayer, non-negotiable. This is the foundation which everything else in your life is built on. This is the foundation of the Christian life. Daily contact with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The second step is to study our faith. Yeah, this might mean you have to break open a book every now and then. I'm sorry. There might be a reading list attached to the syllabus. But it doesn't have to be just reading books. There's so many mediums out there today. A big one for me, I love listening to Catholic Answers Live. They do it in podcast form, so you don't actually have to listen to it live. But, you know, whenever you're on the road, pop on Catholic Answers. You learn a ton from those great apologists. Go find a blog that you enjoy that talks and speaks to the Catholic faith. You know, find things that interest you. You know, if you're reading really dry, boring theology books, that's not the point. We don't want to put you to sleep. But find things that excite you, or find something that you don't quite understand about the Catholic faith. I don't understand why the church teaches this. Perfect. Go and research that. Go and find resources that help you understand clearer what the Catholic Church teaches on it. In fact, that's kind of what kept me in the faith for so long when I was questioning, when I was working through it. I would have a question that I didn't understand, and I'd go research it, and I'd find, oh, that's actually a pretty good answer. And it happened over and over and over again, and finally I'm like, all right, fine, the church has answers for everything, fine. Church has been around for 2,000 years. There's not a question it can't handle at this point. So feel free to kind of push up against that. So study your faith. Listen to Catholic Answers. Join a Bible study. Study the scriptures. Now, you can do both of these as well at the same time. Take the scriptures into your prayer time. Always good. Study the scriptures. The third thing is engage in your parish. Engage in parish life. Now, again, you might be able to hit two birds with one stone. If you study your faith through a Bible study that takes place at the parish, that's part of engaging in parish life. But there's always so much more, too, that you can do in parish life. And again, it's about finding something you're good at, something you enjoy, and using that to praise God, to give Him glory. So say you really like numbers. Say you're a finance guy and you just kind of get a kick out of it. That's not me, but maybe that's your gift. Join the finance council. You know, you get all the numbers you can handle in the finance council. You know, find a charity, and you know, maybe St. Vincent de Paul needs someone to help with their numbers, needs someone to help with their administration. Go for it, jump into it. Maybe music is your gift. And you like praise and worship. Jen Christ has a praise and worship team. They play every Sunday night. 6 o'clock they play the Mass, and then they play adoration for the next hour. There's so many things you can do. And if there's something you enjoy that we don't have here, come bring it to us. We're open to new ideas. We're open to your gifts and your talents being used for the greater glory of God. So engage in parish life. And the last step on the first section is serve others' needs. An image I'd like you to keep in mind for everything we do is in, out, up. And I think ID 916 uses this, so I hope they don't charge me royalties for this. But in, out, and up. And that's what everything in our life should be focused on. Inward, study, prayer, up to God, and out to the community around us. All three aspects need to be present. In, up, and out. And so the serve others' needs engages that third section, the out. What am I doing to serve other people? To serve the needy around me? To serve all those who are around me? There's a lot of people who just have a lot of needs. And what am I doing to fulfill them? One thing, you know, we have the second collection today for Harvey and Irma victims. Take part in that. And maybe there's the St. Vincent de Paul, and there's so many different other ways in which we can serve people. There's the Delona Center around here. There's a lot of different places. Find something you enjoy and serve other people with that. So that's the first section, grow as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Now we're going to look at the next section, go evangelize. And if you can read the syllabus, you'll notice that it says to pray again. And we're not being redundant. We're showing how important prayer is to the life of a Christian. If we don't pray, nothing happens. Let me repeat that. If we don't pray, nothing happens. We have to have that line of communication open to Jesus Christ. We have to be connected in prayer to Jesus for anything to happen. There is a difference, though, between the first pray and the second pray. The first one is pray every day. The second one is pray for others' needs. Pray for others. And that's, again, showing it's not an in and up relationship, but it's an in and out relationship. We're praying for the needs of those around us. And prayer is unbelievably powerful. Archbishop Fulton Sheen said once that if we knew the power of our prayer, we would never get off our knees. So it's vitally important to pray for the needs of others, to know what the needs of others are. That's kind of why we started our Mass asking for people's intentions. You know, is there something I can pray for you for? Because we need to be focused on other people's needs, not just our own. Second is witness about Jesus. Witness about Jesus. And this one can be a really difficult one for Christians. This one can be hard. Because you have to know, in a very short way of putting it, what is our source of joy? Why are we Christians? Why do we keep coming back? What's our story? Why do we love Jesus so much? And so we have to be able to witness that in like 30 seconds. Can anybody do that? Can you like turn to the person next to you right now and share in 30 seconds why it is amazing to be a Christian and why I just love Jesus so much? Can we do that? If not, I invite you to think about it, to pray about it. How can, in 30 seconds, I share the gospel with somebody else, a complete stranger? How can I do that? And then actually do it. That's the next step. See somebody, strike up a short conversation with them. Hey, you know, did you watch that Michigan game yesterday? Yeah, they looked terrible, didn't they? Yeah. And then, but you know who's not terrible? Jesus Christ. Yes! And I'm serious. And then they'd be like, whoa, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Jesus is cool, you know. He's a cool dude. Yeah, here's what he did in my life. Bam. And that's all it takes. Like, it can be the dumbest segue in the world, and that was a pretty dumb segue, but it can be the dumbest segue in the world, but you're talking about Jesus. You're sharing what's the most important thing in your life. And that's worth sharing. It's worth feeling stupid. It's worth a really dumb segue. Third step is to invite others to church. So say you've done this really dumb segue. You started talking about Jesus, and they're not like turned off right away by it. They're like, okay, that's kind of cool, actually. I want to be that happy. I want to be that excited about anything. And maybe they're just kind of showing a little bit of interest, like, okay, yeah, I guess that's cool. Hey, I'm going to Alpha next week. Why don't you come with me? There's free food. Alpha is starting up next week, I think. Next week? Yes. I should know these things. I don't. So Alpha's starting up, so invite them to something like Alpha. Hey, I'm starting up a Bible study. There's free food. Food is, like, great. Food always brings people. That's why we have food outside, after Mass. Although, I have to be honest, I think you guys get the shaft a little bit, because they had coffee and donuts at the first two Masses, and I'll drink coffee at any time. They have popcorn for you guys. That's cool. I like popcorn. It's good popcorn. I'm like, man, I want some coffee. I need some more coffee. Sorry, segue. Food is important. So invite others. Be gratuitous with that invitation, because that's what the faith is. It's an invitation to a relationship with Jesus Christ. And the last point, accompany others as they grow. So the invitation doesn't do anything if you're not there with them, if you don't show up at Alpha and see them be like, hey, Bill, good to see you. We met the other day talking about Michigan football. Yeah, thanks for coming. And sit at that Alpha table with them. The invitation doesn't mean much if you're not there with them as they journey on that, even the very beginning steps of the faith. Maybe invite them to the 11 o'clock Mass. If you're not standing before the 11 o'clock Mass looking for them, and you don't spot them, but they show up anyway, the accompaniment is so important. Be with them, follow up. These are the eight steps. This is the normal life of the Christian right here. Pray, study, engage, serve. Pray, witness, invite, and accompany. At different times of our life, some of these may be stronger than the others, and that's okay. But in the normal life of the Christian, all eight of these are active and working. And so I want to encourage and challenge every single one of you here to think about this. Take this list and look at it and go, all right, what am I not doing? What do I need to do? What do I need to do better? And let's game plan. Let's do this. There's a lot of resources here at the parish to help you with that. And we want you to live the full life of the Christian faith. And this is what it entails right here. Why? As my Trinity teacher, who is an old professor who grew up in the Bronx, used to say, it's all about love! He would, like, shout that at us, and we'd be, like, really intimidated, like, are you sure? But it's all about love. It's all about love. It's about love for God, love for the people around us, love especially for those who don't know the love of God. That's why St. Paul in our second reading says, hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. Everything we do is about love. This is how we live the Christian life, in love. And this is how we do it. So let's draw deeper into that Christian faith. Let's draw deeper into love for God, into love for other people. You'll never, ever regret it. You'll never regret that time spent deepening your relationship with God and with each other.